We're all in the same boat. Member Greg Swaysland shares his reflections on the recent Blind Veterans UK Members Conference, attended by almost 70 members and escorts. The member conference provided an insightful and powerful experience which is still percolating. Despite it being years since we'd last gathered in force, the underlying feeling among those who had made their arduous journey to London was that it was well worth the effort. As the evening of the first night flowed, amidst a few cheeky beverages, so did the long overdue conversations. These were permeated with anticipation and trepidation about what was to unfold and what we were to expect from the next couple of days. Day one, Adrian's honest appraisal. In our chief executive Adrian's opening address the following morning, it must have felt like a clear lower deck as he conveyed his orders to the membership. The revelation that inclement weather was on the horizon, financial challenges, and rapidly changing conditions were to be negotiated if we were to survive as an institution, came as a shock. You could hear a penny drop in the room as this news was conveyed. All Adrian asked of us was to listen, which we did. And as we moved seamlessly into the Q&A, members were offered the same courtesy. In response, Adrian received pointed questioning and justified cynicism from those who had been around this boy before with previous incumbents. Adrian provided members with an honest appraisal, which formed the basis of a long overdue conversation between the organisation and its membership. The mission was clear: for the charity to navigate and survive its most difficult passage, the organisation and the membership needed each other. We're all in the same boat. With conversations underway, dialogues continued in our breakout rooms. No words can encapsulate the powerful stories shared by some, which showed just how much this charity means to its members. Each account was personal and showed that Blind Veterans UK is so much more than just a charity. In a society that often isolates and seldom values people with disabilities, it provides a lifeline to its members at critical junctures in their journey with sight loss. Central to these accounts was the fact that the organisation provides individuals with a place to meet other veterans, helping them to find collective solace and meaning after sight loss, often leading to the discovery of new exciting avenues. It was an intense day, but the evening meal served as a timely opportunity to decompress and enjoy the Blind Veterans UK collective spirit. Day two, getting back to business. It was back to business the following morning as we explored members' journeys from the beginnings of their sight loss to joining the charity. Frustrations were aired at the inconsistency, bureaucracy, and feelings of paternalism from the charity towards its members. There was also a deep sense from participants that they could add value as ambassadors for sight loss, but had been prohibited from doing so. It was clear that some members view themselves as underutilised and forgotten assets to both society and the organisation, which seemed to embody why we were in the current predicament. That is, the disconnect between the organisation and its membership was indicative of a command structure removed from the demoralised troops on the front line. Despite all this, as the conference ended, the feeling was positive. Members had been given a much needed voice. And it was clear that in order to move forward, there needs to be a closer relationship between the leadership and its members. Indeed, if we are in the same boat, then we all need to be pulling in the same direction. The real challenge for Adrian now lies in how to harmonise this powerful and capable group within an organisation that needs to change without rocking the boat or having a mutiny on his hands, not to be underestimated. Successfully navigating these difficult waters involves listening to, unifying with and utilising us, the very people who understand better than anyone what it's like to be a veteran with sight loss.